according to 10 stages of Buddha, Bodhisattva, then there are 4 other things also: method, power, aspiration, and supreme wisdom. Adding these 4, then it becomes 10 paramitas. So through the practice of 10 paramitas, they can attain Buddha very easily. And now, there is, through the practice of doing to be good hearted now, even if we are not a good practitioner, we can also become a good-hearted person. Good-hearted person means always try to help other living things. Whatever you do, you think for the benefit of other living things. And don't hatred, don't be jealous, don't show your anger to other living things. Try to minimize all these passions, all these defilements from your mind, because they are not real. They are not the nature of your mind. Your nature of mind is fully awakened, Buddha nature. So if the nature is clear, if the nature is Buddha nature, if the nature is fully awakened, then there is a hope that you can practice, through the practice you can destroy all those defilements. And after destroying all the defilement, then you can also accumulate a boundless merit. Through accumulating that, you will become Buddha, fully awakened, fully enlightenment, Buddhahood. So I think so. In Bodhicitta, there are different types of Bodhicittas, but if we sum up, there are only 2 Bodhicittas, which is aspiration, longing for becoming the Buddha, thinking that I will always do for the benefit of other living beings, and may I become Buddha for the benefit of other living beings. That is the aspiration. Now, the second one is actual bodhicitta, which is a practice through 6 paramitas, through these 4 boundless bodhicittas, through these 3 examples, 3 kinds of example bodhicittas. Through them we can do the practical way of practicing the bodhicittas. So in this way, if we give more importance on giving to be very kind-hearted and good-hearted, that is more beneficial to all living beings. That may also sum towards, that may be also very similar, it will come towards the bodhicitta. So it's better to be kind rather becoming arrogant or angry-minded. It's good enough to be kind all the time and practice that, which is helpful to all other living beings. So with this, I think so, whatever we accumulate through listening, through talking, may this small accumulation be dedicated to all living beings for the benefit of other living beings. With that, I conclude here. Thank you.